弟兄姊妹们，下午好。
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
我们今天继续来读加拉太书。
This afternoon we'll continue on with the book of Galatians.
我们打开加拉太书第二章一到十节。
I'll look at Galatians chapter 2, verse 1 to 10.
我先读一遍，然后 Caleb 用英文读一遍啊。二章一到十节。过了14年，我同巴拉巴又上耶路撒冷去，并带着提多同去。我是奉启示上去的，把我在外邦人中所传的福音对弟兄们陈说，却是背地里对那有名望之人说的，唯恐我现在或是从前突然奔跑。但与我同去的提多虽是希利尼人，也没有勉强他受割礼，因为有偷得引进来的假弟兄私下窥探我们在基督耶稣里的自由，要叫我们做奴仆，我们就是一刻的功夫也没有容让顺服他们，为要叫福音的真理仍存在你们中间。至于那些有名望的，不论他是何等人，都与我无干。神不以外貌取人，那些有名望的并没有加增我什么，反倒看见那主托我传福音给那未受割礼的人，正如托彼得传福音给那受割礼的人那感动彼得叫他为受割礼之人做使徒的，也感动我，叫我为外邦人做使徒。又知道所赐给我的恩典，那称为教会柱石的雅各、基法、约翰，就向我和巴拉巴用右手行相交之礼，叫我们往外邦人那里去，他们往受割礼的人那里去，只是愿意我们纪念穷人，这也是我本来热心去行的。
The book of Galatians chapter 2 verse 1. Then after 14 years I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, and also took Titus with me. And I went up by revelation, and communicated to them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to those who were of reputation, lest by any means I might run or had run in vain. Yet not even Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And this occurred because of false brethren secretly brought in, who came in by stealth to spoil out our liberty which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. To whom we did not yield submission even for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. For from those who seem to be something, whatever they were, it makes no difference to me. God shows personal favoritism to no man, for those who seem to be something added nothing to me. But on the contrary, when they saw that the gospel for the uncircumcised had been committed to me, as the gospel for the circumcised was to Peter. For he who worked effectively in Peter for the apostleship to be circumcised also worked effectively in me toward the Gentiles. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that had been given to me, they gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised. They desired only that we should remember the poor, the very thing which I also was eager to do.
好，前面几位弟兄已经把加拉太书做了一个简单的介绍。
The brothers before me has already introduced us briefly into the book of Galatians.
希望我们借着读加拉太书，让我们能够对福音的真理能够有更深的认识。
May we, through reading the book of Galatians, have a better and deeper understanding of the gospel and spoken in the book of Galatians.
保罗在写加拉太书的时候，有一个背景是我们需要知道的。
When Paul was writing the book of Galatians, we have to know one background.
那就是当保罗在去大马色的路上，他遇见主。
That is when Paul was going to Damascus, the Lord met him.
主的光照到他，然后他悔改，跟信了主耶稣。
And the light of the Lord was upon Paul, and he converted, and he confessed, and believed in the Lord Jesus.
那么有了这样一次经历
，And after this experience.
保罗试图去耶路撒冷去和在耶路撒冷的那些使徒们、门徒们跟他们有些交通，来交通他生命的改变。
Paul tried to go up to Jerusalem to fellowship with brothers and apostles there about the change in his life.
但是在耶路撒冷的那些门徒们都不敢见他，因为他们知道保罗以前是逼迫他们的。
But the disciples in Jerusalem dare not to see him because he once persecuted the Christians.
在耶路撒冷只有一个门徒叫巴拉巴的，他接待保罗。
There's only one disciple called Barnabas in Jerusalem who accepted Paul.
并且带着保罗去见了一些使徒。
And he brought Paul to see some apostles.
这是我们可以看到在加拉太书第一章里面所记载的，保罗说过了三年他才上耶路撒冷去。
And this is in chapter 1, verse 18, where it says, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem.
然后从耶路撒冷回来以后，保罗就在一个叫安提阿的一个地方，在那里固定在那个地方聚会。
And after returning from Jerusalem, Paul stayed in the place called Antioch to gather there.
啊，从安提阿开始，保罗有三次的外出布道的这样一三次的这个布道的经历。
And from there, he had 3 missionary trips.
啊，他在他的第一次布道的行程当中，保罗和巴拉巴就将福音传到加拉太这个地方。
And in their first missionary trip, Paul and Barnabas went to Galatia and preached the gospel there.
啊，如果我们去看地图的话，加拉太这个地方大概在土耳其的中部。
If you look at the map today, it is actually in the middle of Turkey today.
当第一次布道他回到安提阿以后。
And after the first missionary trip, he went back to Antioch.
啊，他和巴拉巴还是很非常纪念他去到那里布道所建立的教会那在其中的那些弟兄姊妹们。
Both him and Barnabas remember the church they established there, and also the brothers and sisters there.
但是他发现那些在加拉太的弟兄姊妹们对于他当初所传给他们的福音。的认识有了一些偏差。
But he found out that the brothers and sisters in Galatia had some misunderstanding or have departed from the gospel they preached.
那是因为有一些犹太人，他信犹太教的，他从耶路撒冷去到加拉太。
Because some Jews belong to Judaism, they went to Galatia.
去告诉那里的弟兄姊妹们说，你们光信耶稣还不行，还要根据摩西的律法行割礼才能得救。
They told the brothers and sisters there, it is not enough for you to believe in the Lord Jesus. You have to be circumcised according to the law of Moses as well.
当保罗知道这个情况以后，他就写了这封加拉太书。
And after Paul realized that, he wrote this book of Galatians.
我们刚才所读的这十节的圣经，
the 10 verses we just read,
其实应该和第一章的后半部分，保罗所要表达的意思是一样的。
Has the same meaning to the latter half of chapter 1.
就是保罗要借着他的这一段的经历，上耶路撒冷的这样一段经历，来辨明他所传的福音不是人所教导给他的。
It is for Paul to vindicate that the gospel he preached is not from man.
也不是他自己想出来的。
Nor is it from his own thinking.
而是直接从耶稣基督启示而来的。
But directly from the revelation of Jesus.
今天我想从这十节圣经当中，我们挑出三个点，我来和大家分享一下。
Today I want to take 3 points out of these 10 verses to share with you.
首先第一个方面叫做福音是神的启示。
First of all, the gospel is the revelation of God.
我们刚才所读的第二节的时候，保罗说他是奉启示，这一次奉启示上到耶路撒冷的。
And the verse 2 says, I went up by revelation to Jerusalem.
如果我们还记得第一章里面，保罗也两次提到启示这个词。
If we still remember, in chapter 1, Paul mentioned the word revelation 2 times.
那么到底什么叫做启示？
So what does it mean for us to say revelation?
我记得我刚来加拿大的时候。
I remember when I first came to Canada.
我去一个学 ESL 的学那个班去学英文。
I went to an ESL class.
然后那个有一次课堂上，老师就拿出一个东西。
And in one of the classes, the teacher took out an item.
他用一个手帕包得严严实实的。
And was covered by a handkerchief.
然后他告诉我们，这里面包的是一种蔬菜。
And she told us it is a vegetable under the handkerchief.
然后就依次的传给我们每一个同学。
And then she passed it around to each student.
就让我们来说一说这里面到底包的是什么东西。
And she asked us to guess what is inside this, what is covered.
然后每一个人接到这个东西以后，有的人他用手去捏。
Some people after the item was passed on, they touched it.
有的人去用鼻子闻一下。
Some smelt it.
然后有的人就说这里面是一颗洋葱。
Oh, some said, oh, this is an onion.
有的人说这里面是包的一个番茄。
Or some say it is a tomato.
还有人说这可能是一颗大蒜。
Or some said a garlic.
但是每个人他都不敢十分确信他所说的里面到底是什么。
But no one is entirely sure what is inside.
最后老师把那个东西拿过来，他把那个手帕一打开。
And then the teacher took out the handkerchief.
然后我们每个人都很清楚地看见里面实际上就是一颗大蒜。
And very clearly each and every one saw it was a garlic inside.
啊，所以启示的意思就是一件东西放在这里，然后有一个帕子把它盖住了。
So the meaning of a revelation is that there's something here, but it was covered.
啊，你无论用什么方法，你可以去猜，你可以去分析，可以去研究。
No matter what you do, you can guess, you can research, you can analyze it.
但无论如何，你都无法确信，很确信地认为 这被帕子盖住的是一个什么东西。
No matter what, you cannot be certain what is covered.
但是如果有人这个时候将帕子揭开
，But if someone were to take the handkerchief away,
把这件完全以前原来隐藏的东西完全呈现在你的面前
that thing which was hidden is now right in front of you.
啊，这个就叫做圣经里面启示的意思。
And that is the meaning of revelation.
啊，在创世之初
，from the beginning of creation，
在神的心中隐藏的一些事情
，there is something hidden in God's heart.
啊，从创造世界开始，一直经过整个的旧约时代
，from the creation all the way through the Old Testament.
啊，神做了很多的事情，神说了很多的话。
God did a lot of things and said a lot of words.
但神始终没有把他心中隐藏的秘密完全的向人打开。
But God never entirely opened the secret within his heart to man.
例如神借着摩西把律法颁给以色列人。
For example, God, through Moses, gave the laws to the Israelites.
啊，以色列人他得到这个律法，他只知道我只要做律法上的事，行律法上的事情。
And after receiving the laws, the Israelites knew that if they abide in the law,
那我就必然在神面前活着，我必然会讨神的喜悦。
Then they can live before God and please God.
但是他们始终不明白神为什么要把律法颁给他们。
But they never understood why God gave them the laws.
啊，律法上面那些各种各样的规条，包括什么可以吃，什么不能吃，什么可以摸，什么不能摸。
All the ordinances in the law, what you can touch, what you cannot touch, what you can eat and what you cannot eat.
还有律法上所规定的那些节期、月朔、安息日等等，到底有什么意义
？All the feasts, the festivals, the Sabbaths, what's the meaning behind them all?
还有以色列人，他每年过逾越节，他们不明白为什么我非每年我都要宰一只羊羔。
And the Israelites observe the Passover each and every year, but they never understood why they have to kill a lamb each every year.
整个旧约的事情，以色列人所看见的只是一个影儿。
All the things Israelites saw in the Old Testament is but a shadow.
他们看不见那个影儿所真正所代表的实体。
They cannot see the substance after the shadow.
一直等到时候到了，神让他的儿子降世为人。
Not until the time when God sent His Son to be like man.
啊，被人钉死在十字架上，三日以后使他从死里复活。
He was crucified on the cross and 3 days later resurrected from the dead.
啊，至此。
Until then,
神将他的心意才完全的向人打开。
Until then, did God open up His will completely to man?
啊，原来神在旧约里面做了那么多的事情，说了那么多的话。
All the things God did and said in the Old Testament,
啊，都是指向他的儿子。
They all point to His Son.
都是为了让人能够认识他的儿子。
Therefore, man to know God and His Son.
并且借着他的儿子，让人有一条路，能够真正的来到神的面前。
And through the Son, man can have a way to truly come before God.
啊，保罗说他所传的福音是从耶稣基督启示而来。
Paul said the gospel he preaches is a direct revelation from Jesus Christ.
那么在福音的事情上，耶稣基督到底给了他什么样的启示
？So in terms of the gospel, what revelation did Jesus Christ give him?
也就是说，我们通常说我们传福音，传福音，福音到底是什么
？So in simple terms, we preach the gospel, but what is the gospel?
啊，这是我们每一个为主来传福音的人，首先我们自己应该知道的。
That is the first thing we need to know for those who preach the gospel.
啊，曾经有前辈的弟兄说，那福音是什么？福音就是神的儿子。
There are some brothers before us. They said that the gospel is the Son of God.
是的，神的儿子就是福音。
That is true. The Son of God is the gospel.
但是具体来说，还可以有两点。
But if we talk about it more in detail, there are two more points to it.
啊，首先第一点，神的儿子到底是谁？
Firstly, who is the Son of God?
或者说耶稣到底是谁？
Or who is Jesus?
在保罗那个时代和我们现在的时代是人们的认识有一点不同的。
The times of Paul and the time right now is different.
现在如果要问弟兄姊妹们，你说神的你要问弟兄姊妹们耶稣是谁？
Now if you ask brothers and sisters, who is Jesus?
那我们可以马上的回答出耶稣是神的儿子。
We can say immediately that Jesus is the Son of God.
啊，如果再进一步来问一下神的儿子是谁？
Or if we go further and ask who is the Son of God?
可能有些弟兄姊妹们就回答不上来啊。
Some may not be able to answer the question.
但是在保罗那个时代，人们那些犹太人，他们对神的儿子的认识是非常清楚的。
But in the time of Paul, people have a very clear understanding of God's Son.
啊，神的犹太人一听到神的儿子这个词，
as soon as the Jews heard the word Son of God,
在他的头脑里面，他就知道神的儿子是可以和神画上等号的。
In their hearts, they know that the Son of God is equal to God.
啊，神的儿子和神有相同的生命，有相同的性情。
That the Son of God has the same life, the same character as God.
啊，神的儿子所说的话、所做的事情，都是神自己所认可的。
All the words spoken by the Son of God, all the deeds he did, are confirmed by God.
啊，也是神自己所赞同的。
As agreed by God.
可以说，神的儿子就代表神。
We can say that Son of God represents God Himself.
但是在保罗的时代，如果要问耶稣是谁
，However, in the time of Paul, if you were to ask who is Jesus,
那答案就可能众说纷纭。
Then the answers may vary.
啊，有的人说他是一个木匠的儿子。
Some say that he is the son of a carpenter.
有的人说他可能是一个先知。
Some say that he is a prophet.
啊，还有的人可能会说他只是一个行法术的人。
Some say he's just a magician.
保罗在大马色的路上被主光照之前
，Before Paul was enlightened by the Lord on the way to Damascus，
他也是不认识、不知道耶稣是谁。
He did not know who Jesus is。
所以在大马色的路上，当保罗瞎着眼睛问说：“主啊，你是谁？”的时候
，So on the way to Damascus, when Paul was blinded, he asked the Lord, "Lord, who are you?"
啊，主耶稣很明确地告诉他：“我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。”
The Lord very clearly told him, "I am the Jesus of Nazareth, whom you persecute."
然后保罗在他一生的布道当中
，And in the lifetime of Paul's preaching,
啊，所传的福音当中很重要的一点
，A very important point about the gospel he preaches,
就是告诉人这位拿撒勒人耶稣是基督，是弥赛亚。
Is to tell men that this Jesus of Nazareth is Christ and Messiah.
啊，是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
啊，所以这是耶稣基督给保罗福音的启示当中一方面，神的耶稣是神的儿子，神的儿子到底有何意义？到底是谁？
So this is one aspect of the gospel that Jesus revealed to Paul. Who is the Son of God and who is Jesus?
然后第二点是耶稣基督给保罗的启示。
And secondly, the revelation of Jesus Christ to Paul.
啊，神的儿子做了什么事情
？What did the Son of God do？
如果要问我们，我们现在都很清楚。
If we were asked this question, then we know the answer.
我们可以说耶稣基督降世为人。
We can say that Jesus Christ incarnated.
被钉在十字架上替世人赎罪。
He was crucified on the cross.To bear the sins of the world.
啊，第三日从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
And after the third day, he was resurrected, and was resurrected by power to show forth to the world that he is the Son of God.
啊，并且将他自己这能够胜过死亡的生命赐给一切愿意相信他的人。
And he also gave the life that conquers death to all who believe unto him.
这是我们经常能够听到的词语。
This is what we usually hear.
可能我们听习惯了，谁都可以说两随口说两句。
Maybe we heard it so many times, we can just say this without thinking.
但是如果我们仔细的去思想
，But if we come to think about it very carefully,
这样一位创造宇宙的神
This God who created the universe.
我们从他的创造当中可以想象这位创造者的伟大。
From his creation, we can see a glimpse of the greatness of him.
啊，我们生活的地球已经是足够大了。
The earth we live in is really big.
啊，但是在整个宇宙当中，只不过是一粒尘埃而已。
But in the whole universe, it's nothing but a piece of dust.
那我们这些生活在地球上的人，简直可以说是尘埃当中的尘埃。
And for men like us who live on the earth, we are nothing but the dust of the dust.
啊，我们每天那一点点的劳苦愁烦，啊，在这无限的空间当中，在这永恒的时间当中，真的是算不了什么。
The worries and troubles we have, in terms of, the vast universe and the eternal time, it's nothing.
然而这位伟大的神
However, this God who is so great
竟然就愿意把自己限制在一个受时空约束的身体里面
He's willing to limit himself with time
和我们一样来到地上
That he came in the form of us into this world
体贴我们的软弱经历人生的苦难
And he minded our weakness and he experienced the sufferings of men
最后为我们而死
and he died at the end
让我们有一条路能够重回神的面前
so that we can have a way back to God
从神那里能够得到在神的心意当中就要赐给我们 一切的属灵的丰富
so that we can enjoy from him what God wills to give us all the spiritual riches
We men, 人类历史上有许许多多的那些先辈们
There are many, many, people before us.
他们苦思冥想以及通过各种努力想解决人生的两个问题
They thought really hard and they strived to solve two questions in life.
那就是人生为什么充满苦难，以及人生的结局到底会怎么样
？That is why is our lives full of sufferings, and what is the end of our lives?
神儿子所做的事情
，What the Son of God did,
就替我们完全解决了这人生的两个困境。
Fully resolved the two dilemmas in our lives.
所以神的儿子替罪人死，对所有的人来说，无疑是一个天大的好消息。
That the Son of God died in sinner's place, to everyone it is a great news.
我可以总结一下我们上面讲到的耶稣基督给保罗在福音上的启示。
To summarize what I just said, the revelation of Jesus Christ to Paul.
我们刚才讲到了启示，实际上就是神将他的心意、他的计划、他的定规完完全全的向人说出来。
The revelation is God speaking to men in complete sense, his plan, his will, and his ordinance.
在旧约的时候，神的心意好像用一个帕子蒙住了。
In the Old Testament, it seems like God's will was covered.
当主耶稣来到世上的时候
，And when Jesus came down to this earth,
神把这个帕子揭开。
God uncovered it.
神的心意、神的计划、神想做的事情
，All his will, his plans, and what he wanted to do.
不需要人去猜测、去研究、去推理。
There's no need for man to analyze, to guess, and to manipulate.
人马上就可以知道，就可以确信。
A man can know by fact.
犹太人他每年逾越节，按照他们祖宗的传统，要宰杀一只无瑕疵、无斑点的羔羊。
The Jews, when they kill the unblemished lamb each and every year for the Passover.
他们每年在做的时候不明白到底为什么这代表了什么意义。
When they do it every year, they do not understand the meaning behind it.
当时候到了，神将他的启示打开。
When it was time, God opened up his revelation.
我们可以看到神借着施洗约翰的口。
So we can see through the mouth of John the Baptist.
他就指着耶稣告诉世人说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
He pointed to Jesus and said to man, "Behold, the Lamb of God."Who's to take away the sins of men.
至此人们才可以把耶稣和逾越节的羔羊联系起来。
Then can man relate the lambs of the Passover to Jesus Christ.
神在福音的启示上只有一个中心，那就是他的神的儿子耶稣基督。
In terms of the revelation of the gospel, there is only one point, and that is the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
然后还包括神的儿子他所是他的所做。
Also includes who he is and what he did.
啊，这是我们我想分享的第一个方面啊，福音是神的启示。
That's the first point I want to share with you, that the gospel is the revelation of God.
神把他自己所要做的所定规的事情就完全的向人来敞开。
God opened to us what he wanted to do and what his plans are.
啊，第二个方面我想分享的是啊。得到启示，不要突然奔跑。
Secondly, once we have received revelation, we cannot run in vain.
保罗在福音上得到耶稣基督的启示。
Paul has received revelation in terms of the gospel.
但是在他的心中有一个担忧。
But in his heart, he has a concern.
就是我们刚才所读的第二节的圣经的最后一句，他说：“唯恐我现在或是从前突然奔跑。”
In verse 2 it says, "Lest by any means I might run or had run in vain."
啊，我想保罗有这样的担忧和他信主以后的经历有关。
I think the reason that Paul has this concern is related to his experience after he believed in the Lord.
最近我和几位两位。同工和刘丽，你和我们在郭弟兄那里也一起在读这个加拉太书。
And me and some co-workers, were reading the book of Galatians together.
我们在读第一章的时候。
And when we read chapter one,
郭弟兄他给我们点了一下。
Brother Kwok said,
他说在第一章里面记载保罗说了他上耶路撒冷的时候和彼得同住了十五天。
He said he went.He went to Jerusalem and dwelt with Peter for 15 days.
啊，这个我刚才说过的，那是保罗第一次上耶路撒冷。
And I mentioned it before. This is the very first time Paul went to Jerusalem.
啊，只有巴拉巴接待他，然后带着他去见使徒。
Only Barnabas accepted him and led him to see the apostles.
啊，可能在那个时候就是他和彼得见面了，并且和彼得同住了十五天。
And it was that time he met Peter and also lived with him for 15 days.
你知道去接待一位远道而来的弟兄。
In that time, when you accept a brother from far away,
啊，不只是供应他的饮食起居。
You do not only provide with them the lodging and the food.
啊，每天弟兄们在一起总会交通一些有关信耶稣的事情。
Every day when brothers are together, they fellowship about the Lord Jesus.
啊，我想保罗第一次见到彼得的时候。
And I think the very first time when Paul met Peter,
可能会很谦虚的跟彼得说啊，彼得弟兄啊，我小弟啊刚信主不久，请多多指教。
Maybe he will say to Peter very humbly, "Oh, brother Peter, I just believe in the Lord, and it's very nice to meet you."
啊，彼得也会有一些对话说啊，感谢主。
And Peter might say, "Oh, thank the Lord."
啊，保罗弟兄，你真是弃暗投明，以前逼迫我们的，现在也跟我们一起信了耶稣。
And Peter might say, "Brother Paul, thank the Lord that you have abandoned darkness into the light, and you used to persecute us, and now you have believed the Lord Jesus as we are."
然后说将荣耀归给神。
Glory to God.
啊，当然这种寒暄的话不可能每天都说，每天总要有一些具体的交通吧。
They will not just dwell on that point. They will have further fellowship every day.
然后彼得知道保罗在耶路撒冷以外传福音，他肯定很想知道这个事情，他肯定会问保罗说：“我听说你在耶路撒冷之外传福音，你是怎么传的？你到底传什么？”
Because Paul preaches the gospel outside of Jerusalem, Peter must be really curious about how he preached the gospel and what he preaches.
然后保罗会按照他所传的事情传的福音说：“啊，我就是告诉那些犹太人和外邦人说。”这位耶稣啊，是基督，是弥赛亚。你们要罪得赦免，必须要信耶稣才行。
Paul would say, "Oh, I just preached to the Jews and the Gentiles that this Jesus Christ, he is the Messiah, and only believing in him, your sins may be forgiven."
然后彼得一听，哎呀，这跟我们传的是一样的。
And Peter heard, "Oh, it is the same gospel we preach."
啊，我们这几个门徒，什么雅各啊，这几个门徒一起跟着主耶稣三年多的时间。
And as apostles who actually followed the Lord for 3.5 years,
我们都听见主耶稣的教导,
we've heard his teaching.
我们也亲眼见到了他被抓,被钉死在十字架上,
and we've witnessed how he was captured and was crucified.
我们亲眼见到他被埋在坟墓里面,
we saw him, saw him buried in the tomb.
我们也亲眼多次地看见他复活了,向我们 这么多的门徒来显现,
and we also saw that he resurrected from the dead and appeared to us multiple times.
所以我们在耶路撒冷传福音就是来见证这个事情,
so that we preach the gospel in Jerusalem to witness such a matter.
见证耶稣是基督, 他从死里复活了, 这是我们所亲眼见到的,
to witness that Jesus is Christ and he has resurrected from the dead.
但是保罗弟兄好像你没有这些经历啊, 到底你所传的福音竟然和我们一样, 是不是我们这边有谁来告诉你的?
And Brother Paul, you didn't have this experience and you preach the same gospel as us. Did someone from us go to you and preach the gospel to you?
然后保罗他回答说啊, 我传的福音不是从人来的, 不是人告诉我的。
And Paul said to him, oh, the gospel I preach is not from men. It is from the revelation of Jesus Christ. I think when Peter heard the word revelation, besides thanking God, he might have thought the time when God revealed something to him. He might say to Paul, oh, God also revealed something to us once.
我们记得在马太福音16章,
in Matthew chapter 16,
主耶稣转过来问门徒说, 你们说我是谁?
Peter, the Lord Jesus asked the disciples, who do you say that I am?
彼得马上回答说, 你是基督, 是永生神的儿子。
And Peter said, you are Christ, the Son of the living God.
然后主耶稣马上对彼得说,
and Jesus said to Peter,
你这个看见不是从血气的人来的,
this revelation is not from flesh,
而是我在天上的父启示给你的,
but my Father in heaven, he revealed it to you.
当彼得正在为这个好像神给他的这个启示沾沾自喜的时候,
when Peter was really proud and happy about this revelation,
然后主耶稣接着说,
Peter, the Lord Jesus continues saying,
我要上耶路撒冷,
I am going up to Jerusalem.
我要受文士祭司长许多的苦,
I will suffer in the hands of the scribes, the priests.
然后被杀,
and then I'll be killed.
我们看到彼得马上就说, 主啊, 万不可如此, 这是必不临到你。
And then Peter rebuked the Lord and said, Lord, far away be this from you.
结果主耶稣转过身对彼得说, 撒旦, 退我后面去。
But then the Lord turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan.
可能刚刚我说的, 保罗和彼得同住15天, 这他们之间的这段对话是我猜测的。
Maybe this dialogue I just described to you is my guess.
但是不管怎么样, 从彼得受启示的这一段经历, 我们需要好好的思想。
No matter what, we need to meditate upon this experience of Peter receiving the revelation.
我们要思想一下我们当如何对待我们所得到的启示。
We have to know how we ought to treat the revelation we receive.
神所启示的事情, 是神自己定义要去做的。
What God reveals is what he plans and he set his will to do.
是他在创世之初就定下的计划, 并且照着这个计划逐步去实行。
And that is the plan he set before the creation, and he is carrying out the plan step by step.
从彼得的经历我们看到, 人得到神的启示。
From the experience of Peter, we see when men receive revelation from God,
如果加上人的意识在里面, 就会破坏神的启示。
If the will of men was mixed to it, then it would disrupt the revelation of God.
被仇敌所利用, 从而拦阻神的工作。
To be used by the enemy and stop the work of God.
神定归他的儿子降世为人。
God wills that his son coming down to this earth as man.
立他为基督, 为弥赛亚。
To set him as Christ and Messiah.
并且定规弥赛亚必须被杀。
And he wills that the Messiah must be killed.
如果我们像彼得一样在神的启示上加上人的意思,
if we were like Paul to add on to the will of God our will,
觉得弥赛亚可以不必要非非得被杀吧。
That you know, Messiah doesn't necessarily have to be killed.
只要弥赛亚自己显个神迹，直接把撒旦打入地狱的火湖不就行了吗
？As long as Messiah did a miracle and put Satan into the lake of fire.
那么我们也会像彼得的那一次一样，被撒旦所利用去阻挠神的工作。
Then we'll be like Peter, used by the enemy to stop the work of God.
神之所以是神，在于他的永不改变。
God is God, because He never changes.
他说什么事情就按着他的他所说的来成就。
Whatever He says, the things will be done according to what He said.
撒旦之所以成为撒旦，之所以成为神的仇敌。
The reason that Satan is Satan and the enemy of God,
就在于他总是想方设法的去改变神的话。
Is because he's doing his best to change the word of God.
就像在伊甸园中
Just as in the Garden of Eden.
神对亚当说，吃了分别善恶树的果子，你必然死。
God said to Adam, when you eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge and evil, you will surely die.
但是撒旦却对夏娃说，你不一定死。
But Satan said to Eve, you may not die.
所以当保罗得到耶稣基督福音的启示
So when Paul received the revelation of the gospel of Jesus Christ
他按照他被启示的内容去忠心地把福音传给加拉太的弟兄姊妹们
And according to how it was revealed to him, he preached the gospel to the brothers and sisters in Galatia
后来当他发现有犹太教的人去到加拉太的教会
And then when he found out that some people belonging to Judaism went to the church
告诉他们光信耶稣还不行，还得行割礼。
Telling them that believing the Lord Jesus is not enough, and you have to be circumcised.
行割礼所表达的意思。
The meaning of circumcision.
就是说耶稣基督的死还不足以使我们得救。
Is that Jesus Christ, his death for us is not enough for us to be saved.
我们自己还得做一些事情来换取神的救恩。
We have to do something on our part in exchange for God's salvation.
这种思想从人的角度、人的想法里面是很自然、很合理的。
And this concept, according to man, is logical.
但却不是神的启示。
But it is not the revelation of God.
保罗看到这种情况。
And when Paul saw this,
他担心他所得的启示被人意所掺杂。
He's worried that his revelation will be mingled and mixed by man's will.
如果他不为这个启示来坚持来站住
，If he does not stand for this revelation,
那么他觉得他以前所做的和他现在要做的都可能会变成徒然奔跑。
Then what he did and what he is doing right now may be running in vain.
这是我们刚才所读的第二章的这一段圣经保罗这一次上耶路撒冷他主要的目的
And this is what we read in chapter 2 the main purpose of Paul going to Jerusalem
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord
我们可以从使徒行传第十五章和我们刚才读的加拉太书第二章九节的记载
from the book of Acts and also in Galatians
我们看到耶路撒冷的使徒们也坚守了他们从主所领受的启示。
We can also see that the apostles also stand fast in the revelation of God.
使徒雅各、彼得、约翰向保罗和巴拉巴用右手行相交之礼。
We see that the apostle John, Peter, and James, they gave Paul and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship.
表示他们对保罗和巴拉巴本人。
Showing that to them and to him, to Paul and Barnabas,
和他们所传的福音的完全认可，完全接纳。
They have accepted them and the gospel they preach.
我们现在每一个人是生活在恩典时代。
Now each and every one of us live in the time of the age of grace.
神把新约圣经已经赐给我们。
God has given us the New Testament.
神的启示已经向我们完全打开。
And the revelation of God is completely open to us.
我们每一个信主的人都从神那里接受了那能够赦人罪过、救人灵魂的、然后赐人永生的福音的启示。
And everyone has received the revelation that can save man to forgive our sins and to give us eternal life.
我们当如何的把这福音传给人？
How can we preach this gospel to man?
这是我想今天第想分享的第三点。
This will be the third point.
就是叫福音的真理仍存在你们中间。
Is to let the truth of the gospel continue in you.
其实这是一个非常现实的问题。
This is a very realistic problem.
我们在为主传福音的时候常常会遇到的。
When we preach the gospel, we always encounter this.
就是保罗在第一章第十节里面他所说的一句话。
That in chapter 1 verse 10, Paul said,
在传福音的时候是要得神的心呢还是讨人的喜欢。
For do I persuade man or God or do I seek to please man?
我曾经有一次有一个到现在还让我有点纠结的经历。
I had this struggle a while ago.
去年我们教会有一对朋友他报名要受浸。
Last year, there was this couple who wanted to be baptized.
为着要帮助这些报名要受浸的这些初信的朋友们能够更多的明白福音的真理。
In order for the friends to know more about the truth of the gospel.
更多的能够认识我们所得的救恩的这个宝贝。
To have a further understanding of how precious our salvation is.
然后教会都有这样一个规定，凡是报名受浸的这些朋友们。
The church had this requirement that everyone who wanted to be baptized
要参加三次的浸前班。
They need to attend the pre-baptismal class.
就是借着这些浸前班的三次的课程，把受浸的真理、福音的真理、救恩的真理来向这些初蒙恩的弟兄姊妹们来说明。
So the purpose of these pre-baptismal classes is to explain to them very clearly of the truth of the gospel of baptism and this end of our Lord Jesus.
但是这对朋友呢，他们只参加两次的浸前班。
But this couple, they only attended two of the classes.
然后在受浸的前一天。
And the day before baptism.
我和一位弟兄就去到他们家。
Me and another brother went to visit them.
去一个去看望一下他们。
One is to visit them.
再一个也顺便把这个进前班的第三课来跟他们讲一讲。
And the other is to say to them, to teach them about the third lesson.
进前班第三课是讲到受浸的意义。
And the third lesson speaks of the meaning of baptism.
我一般都是依书直说。
And I usually just say it according to the book.
保罗在罗马书说，我们受浸是归入耶稣基督的死。
Paul said in Romans that when we are baptized into Jesus Christ's death.
然后我就在那个朋友家里跟着他，跟他们讲受浸的意义，说我们受浸就是与耶稣基督同死、同埋葬、同复活等等。
So I said to these gospel friends that the meaning of the baptism is that we are baptized to co-die with Christ, to be buried with Christ, and to be resurrected with Christ.
然后当我讲着讲着的时候
，And I was saying that.
那位朋友当中做太太的，他就打断我。
The wife interrupted me.
他说：“袁飞啊，你不要讲死了，我们家老公最忌讳死的。
”Oh, he said, Michael, stop talking about death. My husband hates hearing the word of death.
后来第二天早上
，And the second morning.
那位朋友就打电话过来。
That brother, that friend called.
就说他们这一次就不受浸了，他们再等以后再说。
They said, we will not be baptized now. We will wait a little longer.
我曾经把这段经历和几位同工的弟兄分享过。
I told this experience to some of my coworkers.
但是弟兄们都是保持沉默，也没有说什么，也没有说好，也没有说坏。
But they did not say much.
其实我在这里也不想去分辨这个经历到底是对是错，是合适不合适。
I do not want to say whether this experience is right or wrong, whether it's appropriate or not.
我只是想告诉大家，当我们去为主传福音的时候
，But I want to tell you that when we preach the gospel to others,
肯定会遇到类似的问题。
We will surely encounter such problems.
福音营马上就开始了。
And the gospel camp is on its way.
当我们去邀请福音朋友的时候
，And when we invite the gospel friends，
朋友们问你，你说你让我来信耶稣，到底对我有什么好处
？And the friends will ask you, what is the benefit of believing in the Lord Jesus？
那么你怎么回答？怎么来告诉他
？And how can you answer them？
你是仅仅告诉他你信耶稣可以家庭和睦啊？
Do you tell them, oh, believing in Jesus will make your family at peace?
啊，你信了耶稣，妻子会学习顺服丈夫，丈夫会学习爱妻子。
Or after you believe in the Lord Jesus, the husband will know how to love the wife, and the same for the wife.
啊，你信了耶稣，你的儿女就听话了，就乖了。
Once you believe in Jesus, your children will be obedient to you.
你还是直接的告诉他。
Or do you tell them, upfront?
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
All have sinned, fallen short of the glory of God.
人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
And there's a death for everyone, and after that there's judgment.
你我的罪如果不解决，
if the problem of our sins are not solved,
最后都要落入灭亡的结局。
Then we will all fall into perdition.
你我只有信耶稣这一条路才能罪得赦免。
We only have this way, which is to believe in the Lord Jesus.
其实以前教会有很多很多的教训。
In the past, the churches have a lot of teachings.
很多朋友们他来到教会只是为着得着一些世上的好处而说我要信耶稣。
Many friends believe in the Lord Jesus because they wanted to obtain some benefits in this world.
结果一有一点点的风浪，
And once there's some turbulence,
就跌倒就流失了。
They fall and they leave.
让弟兄姊妹们以前做的工就突然奔跑。
So that the works of the brothers and sisters have become in vain.
我想保罗对真理的坚持是值得我们去效法的。
I think that Paul's steadfastness in the truth is what we ought to imitate.
他为着真理竭力奔跑。
He ran diligently for the truth.
就是为着让福音的真理仍存在那些被主的福音所拯救的弟兄姊妹们的心中。
Is to let the truth of the gospel still remain in the heart of the brothers and sisters who are saved by the Lord's gospel.
其实我们也一样。
And we're the same.
我们从前辈的弟兄那里听到纯正的福音。
We've heard from the brothers before us the sound gospels.
也因着这福音得拯救。
And we were saved by this gospel.
我们在传福音的时候。
And when we preach the gospel.
也真的是要有保罗那样的心智。
We all ought to have the heart of Paul.
坚持福音的真理。
To continue in the truth of the gospel.
守住从神那里得来的启示。
To hold on to the revelation of God.
只传那能够救人灵魂的福音。
And only preach the gospel that can save men's souls.
好，我们低头一起祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.